All right, McElrath, Hard Dog sucked. Let me ask you, before we talk about your race and your results, tell me what you thought of the concept of SMX, the format, layout, that kind of stuff first.
Yeah, you know, I thought it was a lot like World Supercross. Okay. No, I'm just kidding.
Both got electrocuted right now.
Yeah. Honestly, like, it's good. It's a good style of racing. Like, it's different to where, like, it's half. I would say this was more motocross than supercross, yeah. But it's like the 20 plus one is like the intensity level is a lot higher. And so it's like the racing is a lot closer, and the racing is hard. Like the track was pretty narrow. Like, it was a cool venue. It was cool to be on the drag strip. And I think that there were obviously some limitations with that, but yeah, I mean, for me, I came in a little underprepared, and yeah, I mean, it was good for my confidence. Like, okay, I got smacked around, and I just got to be a better starter. So, yeah, but I thought it was good, and kind of moving on to next weekend, it's like, okay, know kind of what to expect. I haven't really gotten to do much since Ironman, so I threw this together, and it's like, well, we don't know what we're doing or what the track's going to be like, and so today was a learning day for me, but it was I felt like it was a lot of fun racing.
Did you have your SX stuff on, I'm guessing, suspension wise
I did, but it was off my 250. Okay. And yeah, I didn't get to ride. I pinched a nerve in my neck. Okay. And so I kind of came here trying to ride. Okay. So it's like, okay, well, I rode about 20 minutes on the suspension. It's like, okay, it somewhat works. That's what we got right now. So
yeah, it seems like it's a mishmash of guys who rode moto, rode supercross, have supercross suspension, only have motocross suspension or whatever. Yeah. Seems like most guys are supercross stuff softer, and most guys are telling me it's more motocrossy today than they thought.
I would 100% agree. And like for the second moto, I was struggling with my shock today because it's my 250 shock, and I went a little stiffer on it for the second moto. But the track is rough, like an outdoor track. And
the rhythm, I would guess, you need the...
And so I should have just softened my forks up, and I think the rhythm still would have been fine, but it's like the rest of the track was so bumpy and ruddy, and it's like that was really... I kind of tried to help with the aggression on the throttle, but the rest of the track was rough, and So
we'll get her next week, I guess. Right now we know a little bit more what to expect.
Yeah. Well, the good news is I have an outdoor set of suspension. Yeah, okay. So it's like I can go back, put that stuff on. Right. It's supposed to be outdoors next weekend. Right, so,
What about like a supercross shock and outdoor fork? There we go. Maybe it's the best of both.
Honestly, with this new bike, maybe. Okay. But, a 250 supercross shock with the 450 outdoor forks.
There we go.
That might work.
All right, well, we'll check in next week and find out what the ultimate combination was. Thank you, man.
Look forward to it. Thanks.